last game. All right, Coach.
Dakota County survives 82-81, and Matt Johnson, the coach of the Norse, what a game.
I mean, they're good, right? You don't go to three or four straight national tournaments without being a quality basketball team, and they are. You know, they played hard. They were really efficient offensively. I thought they ran good stuff. I thought they got good looks. We let them get way too many easy ones. The stuff that we talked about all week long is exactly what came back to bite us. They backdoored us too much. We allowed them to penetrate and get to the paint too often. It was exactly what we expected. We just didn't execute.
Every time you made a run, they answered, and it was different kids, and they were in severe foul trouble, and yet they found a way.
Yeah, they did. They responded, you know, and good teams are going to do that, right, Jack? We, you know, we made our run. We got to 2-4 a whole bunch of different times, and then we could never get over that hump, and we finally got over it late, and it was just too little too late at that point, you know. They had a bunch of confidence. We allowed them to be confident because they made plays and made shots, and I think that was partially due to our breakdowns on the defensive end.
Describe what the play was supposed to be on the last play of the game when you had the timeout, Matt.
Well, we were looking to get Ryan to go with a full head of steam towards the basket, look to get him to go, and they sent two guys at him. They double-teamed him and took it out of his hands. And, you know, Chris DeBessie got a good look at it. It was up on the rim. It just didn't fall. It wasn't the shot that we necessarily wanted, but it definitely wasn't a bad look either. So, you know, it just didn't fall. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Well, unfortunately, you lose by one in a game in which they got four free throws on that one foul, and I know everyone's going to be asking about that one. I don't know what the rule was that gave them four free throws and the ball on a flagrant foul call.
I'm not entirely sure that anybody that was a part of this game today knew what the rules were, including the officials. So it'll be interesting. That's the first thing I'm going to look up. I'm going to figure it out right now, because if they did get two extra free throws and made two extra free throws in a one-point win, that's and maybe it's not. Maybe they had it correctly. One of the three officials was pretty confident, and the other two absolutely were not. So it makes me a little bit leery. But it is what it is. That shouldn't have come into it. Those 2 points should not have been an issue. We just didn't do enough to execute down the stretch, and we just need to be better. That's the bottom line. We need to be better.
And got to get on the bus tomorrow, so we'll go over there and try to see what we can do. I remember 2 years ago we went over there to Lake State JVs, and it wasn't the same dudes that we played here.
Probably won't be. I'm guessing they'll have some of their varsity guys playing tomorrow. I'd be surprised if they don't. So we need to come ready to play. It's not going to be easy. We've got to get right back at it. So we'll give it a shot tomorrow and see what we do.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Jack.